In regard to inheritance, Allah commands you concerning your children, that the share of a boy shall be twice that of a girl. In the case where there are no more girls than two, their share will be 2/3 of the estate. But if there is only one girl, her share will be 1/2 of the estate. If the deceased left children behind, each of the parents shall get 1/6 of the estate. But if the deceased left no children, and the parents are the only heirs, the mother shall get 1/3 of the estate. But if the deceased left brothers and sisters, then the mother will get 1/6 of it. The distribution in all cases shall be after fulfilling the terms of the last will and the payment of debts. With regards to your parents and your children, you do not know who is more beneficial to you. Therefore, Allah issued this ordinance. Surely Allah is knowledgeable and wise. You shall inherit 1/2 of your wives' estates if they leave no child. But if they leave behind child, then you will get 1/4 of their estate after fulfilling the terms of their last will and the payment of debts. Your wives shall inherit 1/4 if you leave no child behind you. But if you leave a child, then they shall get 1/8 of your estate after fulfilling the terms of your last will and the payment of debts. If a man or a woman leaves neither ascendant nor descendants, but has left a brother or a sister, they shall inherit 1/6. But if they are more than two, they share 1/3 of the estate, after fulfilling the terms of the last will and the payment of debts, without prejudice to the rights of their heirs. Thus is the commandment of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledgeable, forbearing. These are the limits set by Allah. Those who obey Allah and His Rasul will be admitted to paradise, in which rivers flow to live therein forever, and that is the great achievement. But the ones who disobey Allah and His Rasul and transgress His limits will be cast to hellfire to live therein forever, and they shall have a humiliating punishment.